Hey everybody, welcome to episode 8. Today, Katie and I are going to talk about what it means to be a fit friend and how to find friends that fit into your life post-college. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey Katie, how's it going today? No, scratch. I always want to start it that way.
Okay, let's start off the episode with one thing that you're grateful for today.
I started a new morning routine, and every morning I'm writing three things that I'm grateful for in the morning, and I love it. What are you grateful for today, Katie?
This is such a good exercise to do, especially on the days where you feel like everything sucks and you want to punch everything. Not that I always feel like that, but, you know, we have those days. Today, I am so grateful for friends who let me vent to them. Because I am normally, I mean, I am a very, very positive person, but I think even the most positive people just need to let out the negativity. And so I'm grateful for friends that allow me to just be negative for a minute, get it off my chest, and then can breathe.
You know, that's such a good point, though, because I'm a very positive person, too. But it's so important to, like, allow yourself to be unhappy for a little bit and then to, like, bounce back. I mean, we can't be positive all the time. That's insane. And it's weird when people are positive all the time. You know, it's not real. So I totally feel you there.
Yeah. So grateful for that. And also grateful for these little pre-packaged pomegranate seeds that my mom bought today. Thank you, roommates, for grocery shopping. Have you ever seen them? They're at Costco. Have you ever tried cutting a pomegranate?
I have. And if you look online, it says, soak it in water. They'll magically come out. I'm sorry. Did that work for anyone besides the person that made the YouTube video?
Lies, because it takes a long time. You got to work for the pomegranate seeds. So you can buy them already pre-shelled, pre-punched, whatever you want to call it. But they're in these little cups, and they're so delicious. They taste like Jell-O-covered popcorn. Yum. So good.
So yeah, today we're talking about what it means to be a fit friend. And why it might not have anything to do with how sculpted your best friend's body is.
I don't know where to go. I love this topic because we talk about and use that phrase so much. Like, fit friends, fit fam. And I think from the outside in, people think it's, oh, you're fit friends because you're all into fitness. But fitness probably is like maybe 20% of what it actually means, in our opinion, to be a fit friend.
I agree. It's more about like the mindset you have. If you're a regular exerciser, you have a go-getter type personality. There are certain characteristics that you start to develop if you are a regular exerciser. So I think that's what it's more about, less about like what your body looks like.
It's funny that you say that too, because I think of my circle of fit friends, or just, I guess, my friends. Most all my friends are fit friends. Otherwise, I wouldn't have them as friends. But how rarely we even talk about our bodies, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Especially like complaining about body parts. I don't do that. I know that that's a common thing to do as a woman, and I don't find myself doing that with my sisters or my friends. And that's pretty fantastic because it's not productive.
Yeah, if you don't like something, change it. But at the same time, find the balance to love yourself.
Yeah, you're usually being too hard on yourself. So, you know, love your body, and I think things follow from there. That's my take on it. But yeah, so I think the number one thing to kind of point out on this subject is how important the people are that you surround yourself with. There's a popular saying that you're the average of your five closest friends, or the people that you're around the most, those five people.
It's so true. And I can just think of different stages in my life. You know, even back to high school, where, you know, I had a couple friends that would always gossip. And I found myself always gossiping, even though, like, I don't like to gossip. I don't like to talk bad about people. It doesn't make you feel good. Like, if you have a conversation like that, you leave feeling like you've got a layer of slime you have to go clean off. And then I think to another stage in my life where I didn't have as much of that. And it's so true. You're a better person. You're setting higher goals and just nicer.
Yeah. I've definitely seen that in stages of my life too. And it's funny because the friends that stick around are usually the ones that lift you up, because you eventually tire of the friends that are pulling you down. And the thing is, it's maybe it's not that person. It's that the stage of life they're in. There's a lot going on outside of just, you know, if the person's a positive or negative person inherently. We don't have to look at it as like that person's fault. We can just look at it as, you know, when we were friends, we were both in a point of our life that we gossiped too much, or, you know, we were just too negative or whatever.
Or have you ever had a friend that is negative and they're always calling you, complaining about their day or their life, and you find yourself almost like comparing to them, like, well, my day suckier, right? Like talking about how negative you're just, it's just like a negative pity party.
Yeah. Even if you try to pull some people up, oh, but look at this and look at this positive thing in your life and look at that and look at this. It's like they don't want to see it. And just like we talked about in the beginning, it's like sometimes you do need to vent, but sometimes venting does not help. And you have to just decide that you're not going to throw yourself another pity party about how bad your job is. You just have to tell yourself you can't do it anymore because it's not going to help. And that goes with friends, that goes with significant others, it just goes with yourself. If you find yourself in a rut, you're allowed to kind of to work through it, but recognize when what you're doing isn't helping you anymore.
And set a game plan. How are you going to get out of it and when?
And then just make it happen. Boom.
Drop the mic.
Boom.
We can be done right there, but we won't be.
So the other thing that I wanted to point out, I had a conversation with my sister the other day, and as we get older, we go really from trying to find more friends and instead trying to spend more time with the friends that we really connect with. Instead of trying to find time for 10 friends, maybe focus on the friends that you know really care about you. Friendships are not equal all the time, but you know those people in your life that really care about you. You know those people in your life that when you get a promotion, they're going to be 100% happy for you. So spend more time with people that have your best interest in mind and you have their best interest in mind.
And I don't think it has to be a court. You don't have to have a conversation. Pay attention. Put it in the forefront of your brain. This is who and where I need to focus more of my energy and my time on. The people who fill up my cup, I need to pour more into theirs versus the others who just suck out of your cup and don't put anything back in yours. It's like that other saying that it's better to go deep than go wide. So basically all that means is if you have 10 friends, you're spreading yourself so thin between a lot of people, your time, your energy, your just you, all of you, versus if you had just, you know, 5 friends or 4 friends that you can actually talk to every day.
Yeah. So tips on finding like-minded friends after college. Because a lot of us listening are either in college, about to graduate maybe, or we're post-college. And if you're not here yet, the other side of college, there's a lot less friends. Your friends are spread across the country, across the world. And number one, it's hard to keep in contact because we all have a lot going on. We've heard that a million times. But also, life changes.
It's so funny that you say that because is my best friend from high school, one of my best friends, I saw, you know, we've lost touch, obviously, and I saw on the power of social media, she adopted a child today, and like, I'm so happy for her, but I just was thinking before we jumped on this podcast, wow, isn't it crazy where I'm at in my life? It almost makes me feel like I'm so immature, even though I know I'm not, but I kind of am, versus someone, you know, like that who has been married and through this whole, you know, I don't know what all is going on with her life. But adoption, like, that's a huge deal, let alone having a child. Adopting is a whole nother thing. So I just see that. But then I've got friends who are climbing up the corporate ladder, friends who are just traveling. It's just so, yeah, you're in 80,000 different places, mentally, physically.
I think that's a good point, though, of what you just said. I'm on the other side of the field where I got married at 25, which is young in my eyes, and then I had a baby kind of young, 27, however, no, 26, I was 26. So my worries are that people are like, oh my gosh, her life's so like boring and lame and whatever, which it's not. I love my life. But your worries are that you're immature because you're not doing this. So it's funny because we all have our own insecurities and like, oh, what are they going to think about me? What are, you know, do they think it's weird that I'm not living their life and et cetera. So it's so silly because we all just have to like be honest, like level with each other. You know, I don't even think you should worry about stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that's such a good point. Bring it back. Rabbit hole. Okay, so tips on finding like-minded friends post-college. Staying connected with the friends that are, you know, your friends who are your friends, who are all over, but still having some friends that are close nearby who you can actually stay in contact with. So for me, it was actually reaching back out to them, not being uncomfortable, just it is what it is, and putting yourself out there.
Yeah. If you're interested in, like, getting back in contact with someone, I would just go for it. If it's, like, they're too busy or whatever, then okay, that's fine. But I definitely think, especially like if you're back in your hometown or you know, a lot of times my friends that moved to different cities, if they knew someone that also was in that city, then they would reach out to them. That's not necessarily my style. Like when I moved to Boston, there was one other person there that I knew that I was not friends with in college. We talked a little bit, but at the end of the day, I was like, we don't have anything in common. Just because we live in the same city doesn't mean that we're going to be friends. And I think she felt the same way. So like that didn't end up working out for me. But some people are, they can hang out with anyone in the world. So definitely try that. I'd also say look at other things that you like to do, whether it's fitness, whether it's at your church, whether it's some sort of like soccer or some sort of like sport that you're going to do on the side. Obviously work. Some people get lucky there. Some people not so lucky. But anything that you can try to get yourself involved with, that's one way that you can look for more like-minded friends.
Yeah, I think definitely if you move somewhere or maybe you just are in a situation where you don't have a lot of like-minded friends in your circle right now and you want to find some, you're open to finding new people. Finding friends, I think it's like dating. It can be tough, but you have to make a mental shift and make a conscious effort to find friends.
Yeah, and most importantly, you have to be a good friend.
100%.
We can only control ourselves, and therefore you have to be a good friend. I also live by the motto of, there's certain things that like you just can't change about people. So you either have to just accept it, or you have to move on.
I think that's a good point, and also, you know, let's say you have a friend who does talk about money, or talks about boys or whatever, insert your annoying topic here. I think it gets to a point you got to call them out. That's what makes a good friend. You know, if I were doing something that was overkill or just annoying, whatever, call me out, right? Because I want to know, sometimes we're so in our own head that you don't even realize what you're doing. Yeah. But like you said, it gets to a point you've got to accept where they're at. You've told them how you feel. They know how you feel. But at the end of the day, you're their friend. And I think you should be a friend and listen and let them vent. Let them get through what they're getting through. Give the best advice that you have. But like you said, sometimes you just got to listen. And sometimes people don't want to be told what to do or what you would do. Sometimes they just got to let it out and work through it by saying it.
That makes me think about when your friends are dating someone that you don't like. This hasn't happened to me in so long, thankfully, but it gets the worst. And of course, like they break up with them and then you tell them that you didn't like the guy anyway, and then they get back together and then it's awkward. So it's like you can tell them, hey, you deserve better. This guy sucks. He cheated on you or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's their decision. And if you're that good of friends, you're going to accept it no matter what, but you want the best for them. So a good example of tell them how you feel, like when it's appropriate, but also recognize that it's not your life.
Yeah. So you got to just let them live their life. And sometimes friends, you have to let them make their own mistakes and learn from their mistakes. That's so funny. The whole, we hated him anyways. He was so lame.
Oh, by the way, we're back together. Oh. And he's awesome.
Oh, I take back everything we said about him. Love him. Just kidding.
He bought a ring.
Oh.
Oh. Can I still be your maid of honor?
So funny.
One of my favorite tips on staying connected with the people that really matter is reaching out to them for no reason. obviously when you see stuff in your regular life and think makes you think about a friend, you should always reach out to them. I would say like that's like the most high priority thing, because if it's someone that you don't talk to naturally every single day, you just having those little bridges just keeps that friendship alive. But I think it's also important to reach out for no reason. Like one of my friends and I, we literally will text each other, "Hey, I've just been wanting to text you. I can't think of anything to say, but hi." And it's like,
I love that though.
It's awkward. It's silly awkward. I mean, it's not really awkward. It's silly, but it's just like, hey, I don't have to think of a story, or I don't have to think of some stupid thing to say to you. I can just say hi.
It's like the friend version of thinking of you.
Yeah, it's like in the olden days they would send each other cards. Now we're just like, hey,
sup?
What's up?
That's what emojis are for. Just send them the hi.
Or gifts.
Or how great does it make you feel? I think of Jenny. I'm going to call Jenny's listening, hopefully.
Hey, Jenny and Jordan.
She's a fit friend, so Jenny and Jordan are listening. But Jenny just randomly, this is like when I first started my job, and I just will never forget this, that she just called me at like 7:30 a.m. because she knew I was driving to work. And like, we don't talk on the phone a lot, but just, she just said, hey, like, just wanted to say hi, how are you doing? And you don't realize how such a little thing like that, because we always think, oh, they're probably busy. You never text or call someone because you always think, oh, they're probably busy. But like, you don't even attempt. But like, even just seeing a missed call, I don't know, when that happens to me from friends, I'm like, that just freaking makes my week. Because
yeah, especially in the morning. I like that it was in the morning.
Yes. And it's funny thinking of this, because it really makes me smile, because I just think I have such good friends, because you guys are always freaking me, sending me cards, or just random. Lauren, you're always sending me your groceries in the mail on accident. thinking of you, here's my Target shopping list.
So one time, Katie left dry shampoo at my house, and so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to, instead of like sending her the dry shampoo that she forgot, I just ordered her one and had it sent to her house. The next time I ordered stuff off Target.com, I ordered laundry detergent and face wipes and just like all the gal essentials. And it sent to Katie's house because I didn't check the address. And she...
Well, it was so funny because this was about when I was getting ready to run the Chicago Marathon. And so my
friend... You were getting a lot of gifts in the mail.
Yeah, because my friends are ridiculous and they just... act like I'm having a child or something. They shower me with gifts for running a race. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, a package. Like, oh my gosh, I really wasn't expecting this.
And it was two huge packages.
Two big packages. Like, I had no idea. What could this be? Wow. So flabbergasted. And I opened it.
The best.
And it was a Brita. Brita. It was a Brita water filter. I was like, oh, wow. Like, I guess, like, I should start getting hydrated. And
she's
I was like,
oh my gosh.
I kind of, like, bought into it. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, awesome. I love it. And then I, like, opened the next box, and it was, like, what was it? Like, laundry detergent? Or, like,
yeah, dish soap, I think. It was, or whatever.
It was dish soap and, like, cotton swabs. And I was like, something's not right. I could not stop laughing. That was hilarious.
I had been telling myself, I'm going to get a Brita, and I just hadn't bought one yet. And I bought like a big one for your refrigerator. So I was actually really excited to get that. And then it sent to Katie's house. Like, where's my freaking Brita at?
So funny. But yeah, I mean, you don't even have to send, like, you don't have to send a monetary thing, but just little things like send your friend a $5 Starbucks gift card and say, hey, wish we were on a Starbucks date. This one's on me.
Aw, I like that. The other thing that I'd want to point out is, let's say you like forgot your friend's birthday, or they got a new job and you were going to text them on their first day, but then you forgot, still reach out to them. Like, even if it's not their first week of work anymore, text them, hey, it's their second week, it's their third week, who cares? Just, hey, how's your new job going? Like, I would say never be like embarrassed or afraid that they're going to know that you forgot. Just reach out to them anyway, because... what those contact points are is what is so unnecessary, is so essential.
And chances are, like, you're probably going to be the one friend who remembered, which is sad.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but I think that's the truth. Like, mm-hmm. We get so disconnected. Shameless plug. You should all be a good friend right now and share our podcast with your friend and just say, hey, this podcast is for you and I love you. Mwah.
Yes.
Like we said, after college, you get so busy and everyone gets in their own fling. So I think it's helpful to find something that that's like your thing. Find, quote unquote, your thing to do with a friend. So I remember Paulina gave this example. She had a friend back at her internship that was their thing. They always made cookies together, made cookies and drank wine, you know, make it a healthier option. But if that's your thing once a week, make it your thing. I know a lot of girls who watch The Bachelor together. That's their thing. Maybe you have the one friend who you always work out together. That's your thing.
Another shout out to my friend Dre. Her and I have been through so many seasons of life together, and we've always found a way to just like go have lunch together. One of the things I love is that we don't have to hang out on the weekends, because everyone's always busy on the weekends and you can never get stuff planned if the person's only free on the weekends. So her and I will meet like in the middle of the day at a lunch hour, or we'll just somehow find like a couple hours to see each other so that we can like just stay in contact. Try to find like that one thing that you can do together to just make making plans easier.
Or this is kind of silly, but I have one. I consider her a friend now, but I think we became friends after college. She is like my challenge group queen. She is always in all of my, anytime I'm doing an online accountability group, she's just, I assume she's in. And so that's kind of how we stay connected, because she lived in St. Louis, but now she's in Cincinnati. And so now I'll see her when we meet up. But that's, I feel like that's our thing, is that she's in all my online groups and we just stay connected. But like, for example, our thing, remember, we would always have a call on Sunday night. It turned into Wednesday night. But I feel like that was a consistent, or that's been a consistent for us. Now we podcast, but it was always, we always had a call. I don't know.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. We always had a call, which we had an even harder time seeing each other because we've never lived in the same city. Wah, wah.
Wah,
since
college. Wah.
Yeah. So, you know, especially with friends that's a really good point to bring up, though. With friends that you can't see in person, it's even more important to like have like a weekly call. Or sometimes a call is too much, though, because then you end up talking to them for like 3 hours and you're like, I don't have time for that, which is sad. But so maybe a call's too much, maybe a call's perfect, but even if it's just like, I'm gonna text them every Monday night to see how things are going.
So funny, because we all have that friend or friends who's like, I can't answer because I know this is going to be more than 20 minutes.
Or, you know, those friends.
I'm guilty, but yeah. Sorry, I didn't call you. I'll call you tomorrow.
So for friends that you don't live in the same city, I think it's really essential for your top friends, like your closest, bestest friends. If they live in a city, you have to go visit them. Now, I don't think I've ever gone to see another friend in a different city, so I really have no room to speak here, but when I lived in different cities, I had a couple of friends that came to visit me, and it made a huge impact. Like, one of my friends has just stuck with me through everything, and I'll do anything. Like, if she moved across the nation, I would go visit her now, because she did that for me, and she proved, like, that our friendship was that important to her. So we all do the whole, oh, I'll come visit you, and then we just don't ever spend the money and buy the ticket and make the plans. And I know this is kind of a sucky subject because we all wish that we could do it, but there has to be a couple of your friends that you make it happen. You just do it.
When I studied abroad in Australia, there was a tight-knit group of friends that I just became pretty tight with, and that has been... We were so good the first couple of years. We had little reunions every summer. But, I mean, there's a couple that I still keep in really close with. And that's so funny because I have plans to come go see them this summer. Because it's just, yeah, one of those friends that's non-negotiable. Like, if I don't see you, not that we'll stop being friends. But I want to keep that friendship. So I'm going to make it happen because it's important.
Yeah, that is true. There's some friends that you're so disconnected at this point that if you don't go see them, the friendship will just start to fizzle. So you have to make the decision, like, okay, this is worth it. I'm going, I only can take 2 vacations this year, and this is going to be one of them. You know, there are certain people. It's kind of like if you have sisters, there's friends that are like your sisters that you, you know, if my sisters moved to a different city, heck yeah, I would go visit them. Well, I have some friends that are like that too. I have some good friends that I don't feel that way with, and that's okay. I think you can have different levels of friends, but recognize those people that are your closest friends that you want to spend, like we said, you want to spend all your time and your money on.
On that note, I think it's time that we give you guys some homework. You have been listening to us long enough that you need a little homework. So right now, if you're driving, put us on pause. Wait till you get to your destination safe. If you're working out, stand on the treadmill, stop your feet, and pull out your phone. Write a quick text message to maybe your top 2 friends. And here's what I want you to say. Okay, is your messages out? Do you have them, their name pulled up? And I want you to say, hey girl, !! Just thinking of you, wanted to say hi, you rock, have an awesome day. Love you, miss you. Whatever you want to say, emoji, send. Okay, I hope you seriously sent that message and you're just going to make your friends day, and hopefully you feel a little bit better about it too.
Friendships are just going to grow. They're just going to, like, they're just going to sprout out of this podcast.
For sure.
Hashtag best days. Hashtag fit friend. Now you know what a fit friend is and how to find a friend that's going to fit in your life. All right, well, that's it for this week. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked today's episode, please share it with a friend or write us a review on iTunes. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour. See you next week.